You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you just give me an outline of what this open letter was about?
The open letter was a letter to Jacinda Carmel and Grant, asking them to lift benefits and low incomes to livable levels before Christmas. And it was supported by now 70 other organisations who are calling for the same.
So what was the government's response? Did it properly acknowledge what you guys were asking for in the letter?
No, they pretty much outlined what they've done in the last term, which we've been saying for a very long time now that is not enough. They didn't really speak to anything that we asked and said that they're really proud of what they've achieved. It just felt very dismissive, and that's always kept their gas. Now they're now gaslighting people in poverty because they're well aware of what's happening. There are so many people that have come out with their lived experiences. There's so many other organisations who are also calling for the same thing and who are sharing similar experiences with the people that they work with in their communities. And at this point, we're just being ignored.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this apparent disconnect between what the government thinks they have achieved versus what people are actually experiencing on the ground.
I think with COVID, it's really exacerbated the inequities that exist already, that are already quite entrenched in our system. This year, particularly after COVID, we've had so many people come in needing to access emergency shelter. I mean, we used to get a few people maybe coming in every week, and now we're seeing people every day. And that's really reflective of the fact that we've got a housing crisis and our rents are too expensive. The government aren't building enough state homes at a rate that's fast enough to address the housing wait list, and also private people who are struggling in private rentals. There's lots of people on the job seeker benefit that are really struggling, who are coming in every week needing hardship assistance, the same with solo parents and their kids. There's a great need on the ground, and it's a crisis. Poverty is a crisis here in Aotearoa, and it's deeply upsetting to have to be on the ground and in amongst the people and families that we serve, who we know are entitled to what they need in order to thrive in our society, and then having Jacinda kind of tell us, like, no, we're doing enough, you know, and smiling and kind of delivering really heartbreaking messages, yeah, while smiling, you know what I mean? It's just, I know I feel exhausted, and I know if I'm feeling exhausted and I'm just here in these communities, serving in these communities, it's nothing to what people are feeling who are having to live through this stuff.
So two of the things that you're asking for are increases to current benefit levels and increases to low wages. What are current benefit levels and why aren't they enough?
They're not enough because once you're the poverty line, current benefit rates are set below the poverty line, and that's determined by if you still have 60% of your wage in your bank account after your rent's been paid. Someone who's unemployed and looking for a job, a single person who's on a job seeker benefit gets around $250 a week. What is it? I think for a solo parent, it's around $370. If you've got two or more kids, it's around $450. And I mean, all of these rates won't even cover average rent here in Auckland.
So what would you like to see the government do to properly address this poverty and bring people out from below the poverty line?
We want them to give people livable incomes. We want to make sure that people have enough to thrive. But I mean, in doing that, we have to ensure that we see that housing is also regulated, that there's more commitment to building enough state housing, because there's no point in giving people more money when landlords can just raise rents, you know what I mean? Or businesses can raise prices on the cost of living. So I want the government to centre the needs of our most marginalised here in Aotearoa. I want them to centre the people, and I want to centre the land. I mean, all of this is happening in a time at the backdrop of the climate crisis. So we have to change the way that we live here. It's not a matter of like, oh, maybe we should do it. Like, we actually need to in preparation for living through this and addressing the climate crisis. So all of these things are interconnected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.